Why am I calling me? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing, presented by Dell Small Business. It just happened again. The phone rang. We still have a phone that rings. And the name and number on the caller ID was my name and my phone number, as if I was calling myself on my own phone. Has this happened to you? This is how scammers try to get you to answer because you're thinking, wait a minute, how is this possible? I'd better find out who it really is. Fortunately, I wasn't fooled because I knew I wasn't calling me. I knew that if I really needed to get my own attention, I wouldn't call. I would text. But it still left me with a creepy feeling. The idea that caller ID is hackable. Is there anything that isn't hackable? We get constant warnings at work about phony emails. I just got a note from our local hospital warning that somebody got the names and birth dates of patients, so we urge you to be vigilant. Got a note from the IRS. Here's your special code to prevent identity theft. Plus, every website is asking if I want to accept cookies or begging me to unblock ads. My smartphone and the smart speaker are waiting for their wake-up words. My TV is remembering everything I watched so it can pick movies for me. And then, if I sit too still, it turns itself off because it's watching me to see whether I'm watching it. On second thought, maybe I do need to call me so I can tell me to calm down. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.